This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. We had gathered in a private home. My guess is that about 35 to 40 of us occupied the living room. A few of us sat on the living room furniture. Most of us sat on brown metal folding chairs, all facing toward the home's dining room. It was the winter of 1973, and God was just beginning to lay in the groundwork for the message he would be speaking to me about the coming season of darkness in my life. This weekend would become a big part of that preparation. At the dining room table sat Walter Buettler, the man I spoke about in my previous podcast. I'm describing here the weekend event in which I had the privilege of sitting under the ministry of this anointed man of God. Buettler spoke extensively that weekend on three specific topics. I've already mentioned the theme of waiting on God. The other two themes he addressed were seeking God and knowing God. I purchased his notes on all three of these topics, and I still have them in my possession. I consider them a treasure. During that season of my life, I spent a great deal of time reading the scriptures, studying and researching. For my resource material, I often traveled to one of three Christian bookstores in close proximity to our home: the Vine and the Fig Tree bookstore in Falls Church, His Presence bookstore in Annandale, and Words of Wisdom bookstore in Fairfax. All provided ample resources for my thirsty mind and heart. Among the authors who fed me were the aforementioned Watchman Nee, whose writings were plentiful, and many others like A.B. Simpson, A.W. Tozer, Andrew Murray, Arthur Pink, Charles Finney, and James Lee Beale. All of these writers, except for Beale, lived in previous generations and had been tested and proven to be authentic voices in God's work. I also fed myself on audio messages by contemporaries Derek Prince and Malcolm Smith. I traveled everywhere with my big black Dake's Reference Bible, a compendium of Bible knowledge containing over 35,000 commentaries and 500,000 cross-references. I trucked around to Bible studies and prayer meetings with that monster of a Bible tucked under my arm. I was ready to learn or to lead, whatever the moment called for. Most of my time was spent in the Old Testament, and most of my time in the Old Testament focused on Genesis, Exodus, Joshua, Ruth, 1 Samuel, and the major prophets, and of course, the Psalms. I found myself particularly drawn to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. I lingered for a while on Moses. I devoured the book of 1 Samuel. I sang many of the psalms, most from tunes I had learned from others, but some from melodies of my own making. I parked myself in Moses' wilderness tabernacle. I wanted to understand it, to grasp its multiple meanings. Having learned some of its rich lessons, I began to practice walking through it, offering my thanksgiving in the outer court, my praises in the inner court, and my worship in the Holy of Holies through the veil now torn open by the work of Christ. And, like the aforementioned Ezra, the high priest, not only did I study and practice, I taught others about Moses' tabernacle. Looking back now with the advantage of hindsight, I see that those Bible characters and stories I felt most drawn to 4 decades ago now serve as a firm foundation to the calling and burden I carry today for my own country. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the three patriarchs or fathers of Israel. Moses, the lawgiver, laid in the cornerstones of the ancient Israelite self-governing republic. Samuel, the judge and prophet of God, along with the other prophets, serve as models for me as I seek to understand how to effectively communicate the things that burden my heart about my own country and countrymen. Up next, my life's purpose begins to come into focus. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.